Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is question. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry. I'm your host, Chris Switzer. I'm normally joined by my co-host, Rachel Tobias. She is enjoying a nice trip to Childerburg in Texas. So she'll report back next week on, you know, her experience and what all happened at Childerburg. But today I'd like to dig into, you know, some of the stuff that's still going on in our lovely country today and how they're mandating essentially this medical apartheid upon us. And there are some doctors out there who are a beacon of hope, you know, and actually telling the truth as they see it in a fashion that I find very refreshing and very rare, but refreshing. And this clip that I want you to listen to is of a doctor in Texas, a Dr. Ben Edwards, testifying before the Texas State Senate against mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations. It's from May the 6th, 2021. Take a listen.
Thank you, Doctor, for your service.
Doctor, thank you for your testimony. Thank you for being here very much. The chair calls Dr. Ben Edwards. Ben Edwards. Dr. Edwards, welcome. Get situated there, then introduce yourself and give us your testimony.
Thank you, Ben Edwards, trained as a family physician, did my undergrad at Baylor, UT Houston Medical School, and then Waco for family practice residency training, where I was chief resident. I spent the first 7 years in private practice at Garza County Health Clinic in Post, Texas, as the only physician in the county. The last 7 years, 8 years, I've had my own practice, Veritas Medical, in Lubbock, Abilene, and San Angelo. We have offices. Thank you for the opportunity to testify today. I'd like to begin with a reminder to everyone about the definition of evidence-based medicine that Sackett, Strauss et al. Laid out back in 2000. They stated that the elements of evidence-based practice are the integration of best research evidence with clinical expertise and patient values. Patient values trump clinical expertise, and clinical expertise trumps scientific evidence. I'm also concerned that the forced and coerced COVID-19 vaccinations would, in my opinion, be a violation of the Nuremberg Code, the UN International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, Article 7, the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Article 3, and UNESCO's Article 6 of the Universal Declaration of Bioethics and Human Rights. In addition, I have some concerns similar to what Senator Hall already mentioned. According to the CDC's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which I have some updated numbers from last night when I downloaded these, 4,178 deaths are now being reported on VAERS. To give some context, over the past 20 years, all vaccinations combined, there were a reported 4,182 deaths over the past 20 years. In the past 4 months, we're now sitting at 4,178 deaths associated with the COVID vaccine reported to VAERS. This includes a 15-year-old boy in Colorado, two 16-year-old girls in Wisconsin, 17-year-old girl in Wisconsin, and a 17-year-old boy, all healthy. He was in New Hampshire. The evidence is pretty clear that VAERS grossly underestimates the adverse events that are reported. A study commissioned by the Department of Health and Human Services, this is in 2010, and Harvard carried out this study. And the conclusion was only about 1% of adverse reactions are ever reported to VAERS. A similar study in 2015 by Shimbukuru et al. Came to a similar conclusion. A 1995 report by CDC also found that certain adverse reactions to vaccines are reported about 1% of the time. Even the vaccine manufacturers themselves have estimated a 50-fold underreporting of adverse reactions. So I have grave concern about the underreporting of these adverse reactions to VAERS. And even at that, we're over 4,000 now in deaths. To give you some context, as Senator Hall already mentioned, the 1976 swine flu epidemic, after recording 500 cases of paralysis and 53 deaths, the vaccine was pulled off the market. Personally, I've received numerous reports from family members of my patients, close friends to my patients, that within hours to days of receiving the vaccine, they've suffered from stroke, heart attack, pulmonary embolism, blood clots, sudden death. And as far as these family members knew, none of these were reported by the medical staff as being associated with the vaccine. So my concern is there is indeed a vast underreporting. Lastly, I would say that of Harvey Rich's data, that 53% of Texans have natural immunity. Studies have shown a 2 to 3-fold increased risk of adverse reaction to this vaccine if you've already had COVID. Natural immunity infers a more robust immunity than vaccine immunity could, but vaccinating someone who's already robustly immune increases their risk of adverse reaction 2 to 3-fold. Two different studies that show that. And probably the last thing I would have to say is I'm very much a proponent of preserving the individual doctor-patient relationship. It's a sacred relationship, and I believe nothing should come between that. And ultimately, it's up to the patient to decide how they want to treat their body. And on a personal note, I believe that God gave us an amazing, robust immune system, and I don't think you can improve on God. Not everyone obviously has to agree with that, but for those that do and choose to rely on that natural immunity, I think we need to uphold that right to do so without any adverse outcomes on their livelihood. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. Happy to answer questions.
Dr. Barnes, thank you. Any questions from the witness? Senator Hall?
I do have a couple of questions for you. One is, do people with natural immunity to COVID need a vaccine? And is there any increased risk of the natural immune system individuals having an adverse reaction to the vaccine?
Natural immunity is more robust than vaccine immunity. There's a study from the original SARS back in 2002. The people that survived that first SARS, they've looked at them 17 years later, and they showed a robust immunity still to SARS-CoV-1. 17 years later. Historically, we've always known that natural immunity tends to last a lifetime, i.e. the measles. Natural immunity will last a lifetime. So no, I don't believe there's any need to vaccinate someone who's already acquired natural immunity. And we need to remember natural immunity is more than just antibodies. You have T cells, natural killer cells. You've got the innate immune response. You've got a robust immune system, not just antibodies. And to the second part, reiterating that if you've already had COVID naturally, and some of these will be asymptomatic people, and some people won't have a positive antibody test because their T cells were strong enough, they didn't need to mount an antibody response. So you can't catch all these guys with an antibody screen. But if you've had natural immunity, over 50% of Texans have, then you're at a 2- to 3-fold increased risk of adverse reaction if you get vaccinated.
Can people do anything about their immune system?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking, Senator Hall. I transitioned from conventional family practice medicine to integrative medicine, integrating our God-given natural ability for the body to fix itself. And it's clear in the literature that if we steward this God-given design through nutrition, proper nutrition, hydration, exercise, sunlight, most importantly, peace, not fear. Fear has overcome this nation. The spirit of fear that I don't submit to has overcome this nation, in my opinion. And if that's influencing policy decisions, I don't want to have to be subjected to those policies. So, yes, there's much that you can do to improve your immune system. And it sounds too simple, but it's true. Eat God food, not man food. Exercise, get some sunlight, move around a little bit, and most importantly, be at peace. Your immune system will do what it's designed to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Edwards.
Doctor, thanks for your testimony. Thank you for being
welcome.
Here.
Thank you. Thank you.
The chair calls Dr. Amy Offutt.
All right, guys. And that was the good Dr. Ben Edwards from Texas. If you want to look him up, look into his practice, you know, how he conducts his practice with medicine differently from most doctors in the United States. And just a stark contrast to this next clip that I want you to hear from another doctor, another medical physician, by the name of Carol Baker, and she was appointed chair of the CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices back in 2009. And here is her comment about how to get rid of the refusal people, you know, vaccine refusers, and her ideas on that. So we'll listen to that clip real quick.
The battle is being fought one family, one physician, one health center. That's why we're doing as well as we are. We're talking about the minority and strategies against the minority. So I have the solution. Every study published in the last 5 years, when you look at vaccine refusers, I'm not talking about, well, hesitants, most of them we can talk into coming to terms, but refusers. We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States because Houston is the most diverse city in the entire United States. There are 7 Asian languages spoken in that city. I've been a minority for more than 20 years in the city of Houston. The majority is, we call, Hispanic. That is not a race or an ethnicity. That is a political designation. But a lot of them are from Central, South America, Mexico. Guess who wants to get vaccinated the most? Immigrants. Part of it.
That's what made Donald Trump's comment about bringing diseases so funny. They're at risk when they come here.
Immigrants.
And better vaccination rates in Mexico.
It is the well-educated, in terms of pieces of paper that they put on their wall, people that have been here a long time, and it's very unfortunate. But I think we need not lose the big picture.
So I think we got Carol Baker's big picture, if you just listen to what she actually says, knowing who she is. And she says it right in that, you know, comment. She said she's been a minority her whole life, right? And she's referring to her being Jewish. You know, she's not a white woman. But when it suits them, they will say they're white. And then when it suits them as well, they'll claim they're a minority, they're Jewish, and they'll say that whites are the domestic terrorist. And in this case, obviously, hey, let's get rid of all the whites in the United States because they're less easy to call. That's essentially what she's saying, folks. She's saying that who is the most, you know, apt to get vaccinated? The immigrants, you know, they're so easy to call. As we heard in the last show, if you listened to me last week, I showed you, you know, they're proud of it. They're proud of the fact that they've created these kill shots. And they say, of course, that it's there to save humanity. You know, it's to save us from ourselves. But when you look at their religion and their doctrine from their Talmud, their holy book, it doesn't say that we, the Gentile, are even human. So you have to be very careful when you listen to their verbiage, what they say, because they're speaking to their own people. And that's what I also showed you last week. And the other clip was the rabbi reassuring the Jewish people, have no fear. This coronavirus is not for the Jew. It's for the Goyim. It's for the Gentiles, the non-Jews. And it was translated, of course. He wasn't speaking English, but he had somebody translating into English from Hebrew. And he spoke a little Yiddish as well. But I find it just absolutely appalling that you have somebody from the CDC, the Center of Disease Control, right? That's supposedly where we're getting a lot of our advice, you know, these top officials making law here in the United States that isn't law at all, really. It's just legal innuendo and emergency authorization orders. But she's calling for the genocide of whites for the betterment of humanity. When she's speaking as a Jewish woman who, according to all of the leaders in Israel and all the Orthodox rabbis, that they don't consider the rest of us, the Gentiles, the non-Jews, to even have human souls. It's in all their literature. It's in all their oral traditions where they've been quoted, you know, for posterity. They're all on the same page on this. It's not even up for debate. And yet we're supposed to just take their advice and line up and roll up our sleeves and say, have at it. And it's just not going to work for me. I don't know about you, but it's just not going to work for me. Because what they're essentially doing is following the plan of the Georgia Guidestones, you know, where it says that it has to reduce the population to 500 million people. And useless eaters will not be tolerated. It just, it lines up perfectly with that. Which leads me to my next article here, and it's from May 28, 2001, very recent, and that's the title, How Civilizations Will Function After the Great Culling, being called for on the Georgia Guidestones. Those of us who are familiar with the Georgia Guidestones are aware of the inscriptions in 12 languages, one of which encourages reduction and maintenance of the Earth's population at 500 million. Having done considerable research while looking into what the future might bring such an earth, I present here what the world will be like with such a reduced population. Population demographics. Using the same demographics as the current earth human population, the 500 million will initially be divided up this way. Roughly 500 million total humans, 250 million are male, 100 million are children under the age of 18, 250 million are female. 125 million females are of childbearing age between 15 and 40. 50 million are over the age of 55. And 50 million are among either disabled and sickly, lame and lazy, predatory criminal element, or isolated on distant islands or land areas out of contact with the main population and thus unable to contribute to society. And roughly 50 million unavailable for resource production while serving as teachers, healthcare workers, pregnant, and needed for stay-at-home childcare. This leaves 250 million able-bodied male and female workers to produce food, fuel, infrastructure repair, law enforcement, transportation of goods, and production of essential goods. If the population size were to be distributed evenly worldwide, there would not be enough workers to maintain the current standard of living for all. And he goes on to explain why. Initial changes to society. Initially, as the population dies off from the soft kill, people will desire to stay in their homes in current locations, victims of normalcy syndrome. But it will quickly become obvious that this is not survivable. Food, water, and essential goods will be hoarded. New replacements become unavailable. Law enforcement ends by the government and is replaced by local warlords. Gangs will form. For mutual protection, the weak and meek will become prey for the gangs as resources dwindle. We will continue after the break. Please stay with us.
Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
Welcome back, welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry. I'm your host, Chris Switzer. You can find my work elsewhere on bitchute.com/thefreedomministry. Check out my video content. And if you were listening before the break, I was reading from allnewspipeline.com, a recent article given to them called The World After the Great Culling, and I will continue. It will then become necessary for the population to move closer to food and water resources and to abandon the cities. Those that were able to leave the cities without being enslaved or killed by the gangs will congregate in the farm areas, near water sources, and form their own local leadership or government systems. Any offense may become a death penalty crime, since these local groups will not have the resources to jail and feed offenders. Exile will be a very rare punishment, as this only serves to produce another highway robber. The settled areas will slowly evolve into feudal states. Those that were able to obtain military weapons and equipment from armories and bases will emerge as the initial leadership. Borders will be established, claiming area of food production, water, wood, and other resources. Residents would alternately work as tenant farmers, craftsmen, and soldiers, depending upon the ever-changing needs of its town. Wars will break between neighboring feudal states over resources and territory. Weapons and ammunition stocks will be depleted. Edged weapons and bows become the main battle-stay weapons. The soldiers and sailors in the militaries of the world will desert in great numbers, choosing to be with and protect their families. The military will become ineffective and scattered. The equipment and weapons will be acquired by the families who will have their own army. The Illuminati families, these ancient bloodline, aristocracy, genealogical, you know, bloodlines that we hear about from Fritz Springmeier. I believe this is what the author's talking about. These Illuminati families obtain control of all aircraft, missiles, and nukes. They hole up in their prepared and protected areas and wait out the resource wars raging among the general populations. Travel outside of protected areas will be hazardous, if not deadly. Roads will not be maintained and will be used to ambush travelers. Locals will block the roads with debris, trees, and old vehicles to deter human predators. Due to the lack of fuels, vehicle travel is rare. Education becomes localized. Residents unable to work in food or resource production will be the teachers. School likely to be a year-round system, but with breaks whenever help is needed for harvest, canning, butchering, and I'm sure, war. Manufacturing and industry. With the available worker population at such a low level, most workers are needed for production of food and firewood. Without the benefit of electricity, there will not be modern farm machinery, fertilizers, weed killers, harvesters, trucks, or automatic irrigation. A farm worker will only be able to produce enough food for himself and a few others. During harvest time, all able-bodied persons will be needed to gather, clean, can, and preserve the crops for the winter. Manufacturing of other goods will simply stop after current stocks of raw materials is exhausted. Goods manufactured outside the local area will not be available. West Coast populations in the U.S. may have lots of wheat, rice, wool, and potatoes, but will lack tobacco and cotton, which is produced in the East and South. Spare parts for existing equipment will only be available through salvage. Abandoned houses will serve as sources of appliances, household goods, and repair parts. Clothing becomes increasingly homemade from local materials as existing stocks are depleted. Power poles will be stripped of their wires for the metal. Any metal item will become a potential raw material source. The shoemaker, blacksmith, and the midwife become important jobs in the towns. Trade between towns is initially infrequent due to highway robbers, but gradually increases as the robbers either die off or relocate. Infrastructure. This is where things really get bad. Roads and bridges are not maintained and eventually become impassable. Electrical generation plants run out of oil or coal and stop. Nuclear plants continue for a time but eventually fail. Since most freshwater systems are dependent upon electrical pumps and pipelines, they soon will fail as well. Sewage treatment plants fail and overflow, sending sewage into rivers and the ocean. Dams and dikes are not monitored or maintained. Many overflow, the water causing undermining of the foundations and then structural failure of the dams. Massive floods devastate downstream areas as the reservoirs drain. Nuclear power plants need to be shut down correctly. You can't just let a nuclear power plant run down and stop. Fuel and spent fuel rods need to be safely stored for 10,000 years. It is unlikely that this will happen to most of the nuclear plants due to a lack of qualified personnel. Most nuclear fuel will simply be dumped into the ocean depths or placed in deep mines. This will cause severe problems in the future. Some nuclear plants will be left running for the necessary electricity, but not correctly monitored. These plants will eventually halt electrical production due to the lack of trained personnel, maintenance, meltdown, or depletion of the reactor fuel in the core. The older depleted fuel, and we will continue right after the break, folks. Stay with us.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt.
You're still listening to the Freedom Ministry. I'm your host, Chris Switzer, and I'm reading from allnewspipeline.com, a recent article given to them titled "The World After the Great Calling." And I just want to finish the last couple sectors here of this story that they're outlining of a possibility, you know, from the Great Calling, such as one that we're experiencing now, and, you know, a possible branch path, if you will. I'll continue. Tall buildings become useless once the elevators stop functioning. This is due to lack of electricity and repair parts. Running water to the upper floors also stops. Forest fires, once started, burn until they burn themselves out. Uncontrolled fires also start in cities with the same results. With travel being dangerous or impossible, mail and package delivery is non-existent. Animals, mainly horses, will be used for farm work and local transportation. Wagons and trailers will be made out of old vehicles and parts. Ocean travel will be rare due to a lack of ready fuel, Only crude oil-burning ships will be practical. Sales will make a comeback, but only for local areas such as the Great Lakes. As for the Internet, it will not stay up for long, since communication and information are the antidote to central control. The outage will be blamed on the lack of electricity. Power poles will be stripped from their wires to be used for other constructions or for their metal content. The economy. Fiat money will no longer be accepted. Barter and precious metals will become the coin of the realm. Trading two chickens for a pair of boots will become common practice. Local populations may produce local paper or wooden currencies to simplify transactions. Once the families have secured their control of the many feudal states, they will introduce an electronic payment system similar to the Chinese WePay. Barter will be discouraged, but will still exist. World government. With the successful reduction of the world population to 500 million or so, the 13 Illuminati families and the 300 lesser families will claim dominance over the world. They not only planned and produced the Great Calling, but they made sure that they would not be negatively affected. The families have prepared several city-states beforehand. These city-states have natural water sources, productive farmland, natural geological borders that are easily defended, and ample available workers to maintain a decent standard of living. Energy production is via the free energy systems, which have been hidden from the general population for over 100 years. Their position as leaders of a world government is enforced by their control of all surviving aircraft, missiles, and nuclear weaponry. The lack of a reliable worldwide communication system will initially limit their influence. They have allowed the resource wars between feudal states to occur because it depleted the weapon and ammo stock, as well as killing off any able-bodied fighters. The remaining towns and populations will then be more easily dominated and subdued. A limited, monitored, censored, and tracked low-tech communication system will be introduced for the commoners, also the militias. The families will be very vigilant in regards to the population control. The Guidestones mentions maintaining the population under 500 million. Let's assume that the average age at death drops to 50 years old. And excuse me, the average age of death drops to 50 years old. 2% or 10 million die each year, but 125 million females between the ages of 15 and 40 could produce 100 million babies each year for a net increase of 90 million a year. It will be necessary for the families to limit the births to match the deaths, or increase deaths to match the births. This will be accomplished through infanticide, forced abortion, forced sterilization, and culling. Do we see that happening today, folks? Are you going to speak up about it? Or are you going to remain quiet? Useless eaters will not be tolerated. The why? The families have decided that world control is only possible with a feudal system. Let's face it, the feudal system worked for thousands of years. The populace were easy to control. Democracies and republics are not only difficult to control, but once controlled have a tendency to evolve into other systems, like this scientific technocracy. Even dictatorships have a tendency to shift allegiances, grow armies, and war with the neighbors. With a feudal system, the king owns all lands and grants tenancy to dukes, who grant tenancy to barons, counts, and lords. These in turn use tenant farmers to work the land and pass the goods to the royals above. But why reduce the population to 500 million? Simple. The families are outnumbered, outgunned, and in fear of mob justice. They need to flip the advantage to themselves. They cannot win against a horde of 7 billion people and numerous military forces. The plan is to cull the population, divide the population into opposing groups, cut the lines of supply and communication. Sow fear. Remove hope, encourage riots and civil war, and let the survivors kill each other off, and then rule over the remainder. The aftermath. It will take approximately 7 to 10 years after the Great Calling for the families to complete their domination of the world population. There will be many short wars in resource-rich areas, with the families always winning. Independent feudal states will be absorbed or conquered as necessary. There will be outgroup populations that will be too small or bothersome to be concerned with, mostly on Pacific islands, mountain areas, and jungle interiors. These will be ignored unless they become troublesome, at which point they will be eliminated, likely nuked. The system will be similar to the 1700 feudal states, but with much better technology. The high technology will mostly be in the hands of the families. Royal titles will be used again. Each feudal state will be governed by a duke with his lesser royals, counts, barons, and lords. Communications between the families and the representatives will be high-tech. The people will have lower-tech comms, which will be censored, tracked, and monitored as best they can. This is, you can get actually a much lower, cruder tech that is harder to monitor, as well as turned off any time. Dissent will not be tolerated. Reduction to a lower class of worker will be a common punishment for minor crimes. Imprisonment will be only used for short periods of time because prisoners are considered useless eaters and thus a drain on society. Capital punishment will be the penalty for major crimes and crimes against the state. The need for higher education will still exist. The families will decide the profession and educational level of each individual. Entrepreneurship will be discouraged unless it is shown to benefit the families. Engineering and medicine will be the celebrity professions, while farmers and laborers will be the default. Craft trades will be learned through apprenticeships. A great divide will exist between the worker class and the families. Workers will be ranked alpha through delta, alpha being the highest worker level. Healthcare, food, housing, entertainment, and essential goods will be rationed according to a worker's class. Workers will be tracked and identified through implants and physical appearance. Delta workers will be required to shave their heads at all times. Alphas, betas, and gammas will wear a visible badge of office or status. Epilogue. I have presented here one of many possible futures for our planet. This scenario can occur within a few years, or it can be 10 to 50 years out, or hopefully never. The families are well-funded. This we know. They own the central banks. They have constructed their refuges, stocked supplies, and have recruited the necessary world leader useless idiots. The only defense the world has is knowledge. No one can fool you if you know it is a ruse. The more people that we inform of the agenda, the greater the chance of its failure. Please spread the word. Stay informed. Be prepared. Be prepared. Remain vigilant. Stay ahead of the curve. Remain flexible. Keep it small. Keep it simple. Have a backup plan. And watch your six. I added a couple of my own there, but mostly left that whole article intact, as it was very good, I thought. And, you know, of course, had a nice artistic, you know, liberty to it. But it was, I thought, very well, and it lines up very, very closely with what we see, and it's a very possible scenario if things do not change. Because as we see, they are killing our population off. And Dr. Ben Edwards got into it a little bit in his, you know, testimony right to the Texas Senate just recently. And he was talking about the VAERS Adverse Reactions website. And the reporting to that website is so small compared to the actual adverse reactions happening in real time. So that number, despite it being crazy in and of itself, is not even accurate, not even close. And I'll read you an article from naturalnews.com. This is Thursday, May 27th, okay? CDC, COVID vaccine official death toll reaches 4,647, setting a new 22-year VAERS record. And this is what they're reporting. Imagine what's not being reported. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has released new data about the Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 vaccine deaths, and the numbers are not pretty. Officially, at least 4,647 people in the United States alone have died from getting injected for this coronavirus that has never been isolated anywhere in the natural world. This is a new 22-year record for a vaccine as far as the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, or VAERS, is concerned. More than 273 million doses of this experimental death shot were administered throughout the country between December 14, 2020 and May 17, 2021, the CDC says. During that time, thousands of people died from the injections, and others, I may add, will be injured for life, until their life is cut short from this. The CDC, of course, denies any causal link between the vaccines, which aren't even vaccines, and the deaths, as no vaccine has ever harmed anyone, according to the government. I'm going to read that one more time. Listen to your government. They care about you, right? They want what's best for you, right? We just have to vote the right guys in, right? I'm going to read it again. The CDC, of course, denies any causal link between the vaccines and the deaths, as no vaccine has ever harmed anyone, according to the government. Still, the agency is reporting these numbers to let Americans make their own decision as to whether or not getting injected is a risk worth taking. Meanwhile, on every single major radio station on FM networks nationwide, if you look at them state to state to state to state to state to state, and you listen to what's passing as the status quo for the common New Jersey person, or the common Californian, or the common Wisconsin, or the, you know, whatever your state is, they're feeding you the same BS propaganda, and they're telling you, if you want to be free again, if you want to get back to normal, you'll get the vaccine. But they'll talk about the, you know, the reports and what you're hearing out there on the interwebs, but they poo-poo it and they mock people all the while giving you little tiny shreds of truth. So that when they turn around in hindsight, way in the future, when they know that this was all a ruse to cull the population and that they did it on purpose, just like they now admit to the Great Depression, they admit to all these things they've done in the past, when enough time goes by, they will admit to this. I guarantee you this. And they will point to all the points where they said, oh, well, we admitted this, we admitted that, we admitted that. Wake up. They are killing us. They are killing us. And they want you to believe that the risk is not there and you should take the shot. Nothing in life is free, folks. They tell you that the shot's free. It's free. Well, I'll give you some free advice. The shot is killing people. It's harming people. And now they're doing the same thing that they did with the tax system and the IRS to the private corporations and employers. They're passing the buck. They're passing liability because they're immune, but somebody's got to be responsible. So now what they're saying is that these companies that they're egging on and encouraging to do this, mind you, these companies that make employees get vaccinated, you know, based on this pandemic and emergency and because it's so safe, and we got to get back to normal, these corporations and employers can now be liable for it. Imagine that. So tell your employer that when they're trying to make you roll up your sleeve for pragmatism. Pragmatism equals murder in this case, equals genocide, infanticide if they're going to give infants the shot, and anything else you want to call it. This is a great culling of the population, and anyone being honest will tell you this in no uncertain terms. Back to the article. Interestingly, only 4,571 vaccine-related deaths were reported to VAERS between January 1, 1999, and November 30, 2020, the latter date landing right before former President Donald Trump's Operation Warp Speed injections were granted emergency use authorization, or the EUA, by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA. Most people who die from quote-unquote normal vaccines are young children, but now all ages are dying from this China virus, what they're calling a China virus, which I also think is a misnomer. Of these 4,571 pre-COVID deaths from vaccination, at least 50% were infants. 50% were infants and toddlers under the age of three. This being the primary demographic that gets injected with dozens of vaccines almost right out of the birth canal. And that is absolutely disturbing.
Individual will.
And it's a very causal link to autism. You will be right back after the words.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
We are back. We are back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry. I am your host, Chris Switzer. And before the break, I was reading you the VAERS reported deaths related to the new COVID kill shots and how they are encouraging everyone to get it free of charge. But as I've told you, nothing's free in this world. And if you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. So I find that very poignant and blunt, but very fitting, because that's what's happening. You see these mothers holding their children crippled now in their arms, crying out to who? You know, you didn't trust in God before the shot. Now you're crying out to a God that you've maybe never known. And how sad that you put your child in this position of no fault of their own. Because you wanted to believe that this was for the greater good. And we've been telling you, people like me, for over a year now, well over a year, that this is war on the common people. War. They've been trying to do this for a long time. And now they have their perfect plandemic, their planned out culling of the population, all in line with Agenda 21 and their depopulation schemes that they've been talking about, gathering in big conventions and boasting about gleefully for decades and decades and decades. It's all there. It's all there. I know it's hard to look at. I know you don't want to admit it, but you've been lied to. You've been fleeced, and now you're being culled. Killed, slaughtered like cattle. We have a caller holding from Florida. I believe Charles is on the line.
Hey, how you doing there? Looking at the truthseeker.co.uk from the British Isles. And they have a very interesting video called Hugo Talks Lockdown, Lucifer and the United Nations. Yeah, it's the truthseeker.co.uk. And the Hugo Talks is good, Hugo Talks Lockdown. It's all about the Luciferian religion of the UN. The prayer room there, the symbolism, the whole thing. It's hard to go into. It's a real good video. And
I would recommend it too.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it yet. It's good.
I haven't seen it specifically, but I'm familiar with the subject matter you're talking about.
It's a good site to go to on all the stuff on the lockdown and the vaccines and everything. The truthseeker.co.uk.
Definitely.
I'm reminded of the James Bond film, The Goldfinger, where Goldfinger has James Bond captive, and James Bond says, "What do you want of me?" And remember, Goldfinger looks just like the real life Klaus Schwab. Looks just like a James Bond villain. He says to James Bond, I want to, you're here to be killed. He aims a laser at him.
Yeah. But, hold over, Charles. We got a commercial break. Hold over. We'll be right back, guys.
Okay.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening.